Tom?
Hello? Yes.
Yes, Tom. Hi, this is Lena, Bank of Cardiff again.
Yeah.
Tom, I have a quick question. Quick question.
Okay.
What would you prefer? Less payment and put some money down, like, let's say $10,000, or a little higher payment, but with zero down? What are you looking for?
Probably at this time, zero down, I'm thinking.
Zero down.
You know, because the tax and the, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, let me think about that a little bit.
Okay. And another question I have, do you have the approval, did you look for the approval for any other equipment other than this truck, maybe?
Well, I will, but not for...
No, but you didn't do it yet.
No, I haven't done it yet. That's right. That's right.
Okay.
There'll probably be another, I'm just guessing, another 50,000, 60,000 in other
mm-hmm.
equipment that we need, but that won't be for another month or two, something like that.
Okay. Okay, let's do this first, but I just need to have all my options. Think about it, if you want to put $10,000 down or not, and
mm-hmm.
the difference in the payment will be almost like $200, probably something like that, and that...
Really?
Per month.
What would it be without anything down, you know, per month?
I would say somewhere around 1,200.
Really?
Mhm. See, unfortunately, you're. I'll tell you why. This. I don't know. I might get something better from them. I don't know yet. But the notes I have so far, the reason why I'm quoting you this, even though I don't have the real approval, I mean the terms yet, but you have many insufficient funds on your bank statement, and the most important is this lien which shows up. We need to get approved that lien is not there because it brings your business credit down. A lot.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, because it's really.
And is that the business or is that personal?
No, this
me
is
me personally.
Business. No.
No. Okay.
This is on business. Mm-hmm. This is on business.
Right.
Your personal. Let me see. What's on your personal? Yeah, you had a bankruptcy, right? But it's been discharged, like in 2008, right? If I'm not mistaken.
Yes, I did.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah. It still shows up on your credit, but it's already been some time. Your credit is about 660. It's not great, but it's okay. I mean, yes.
See, some of the other reports show about 710. So
no.
I don't know which one they pulled, but
no, I don't know. I don't know which one shows 710. Maybe the one you get for free, you know, online. They usually not real, and they always show you higher for some reason. I hear it from my customers all the time. Oh, my report is better than this, and whenever they take it from this Karma or whatever, this is not the real thing. This is what experience tells you.
I mean, I had creditrepair.com about 6 months ago, worked
mm-hmm.
on that, to try
mm-hmm.
to get some of those things on the bankruptcy and things removed. At that moment, it was over 700, and it seemed to go down after they worked on it, you know.
Yeah, probably.
I don't know why.
Yeah,
plus, I closed out one credit card account. I thought
mm-hmm.
I was doing the right thing by closing it out.
No,
and they told me no. That hurts your credit. I didn't know that.
Exactly.
You know.
Yeah, but right now I'm not as concerned about your personal credit. Even though you can, you cannot get our best rates because of that. You have to be over 700. But I'm more concerned about your business credit. I need this proof of the lien taking off. Okay. Hello, Tom? Hello, Ostium? Hello?